Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. How? We fired our CEO, and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Well, welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about it's just you and me, actually. I'm always excited about that. We're trying to get our next guest, Ken Phillips from Australia, on the line. And as you can imagine, we do a lot of international calls around here. But Singapore, Hong Kong, Europe, we have a lot of guests here that and international calls, but for some reason we're having trouble getting through to Australia, so we're working on that. In the meantime, it's just going to be you and me. One of the things that Ken is finding out is how difficult the Australian Tax Organization office, the Australian Tax Office, believe it or not, is more difficult on taxpayers than the IRS is on us. And what you may not know is that, because I haven't talked about it a lot on this show before, but I'm going to fix that because something we need to pay attention to, is the U.S. Taxpayer First Act was signed into law not that long ago, just a few weeks ago. U.S. Taxpayer First Act. And, you know, there have been a number of ways the IRS has abused their power, especially on small businesses. One of them is in the area of, especially in the area of garnishment, in the area of confiscation of funds. Did you know that if they want to, they can reach right into your tax, your checking account, and your banking accounts? They can reach right in there and get money out. Did you know that? They can. They can go right in there and take money out. They can garnish you. They can, if you have a government check coming to you for whatever reason, they can take money out of that. They can withhold certain amounts of money. Let's say that you, whatever it might be, you've got a disability check. You've got a Social Security check coming. I don't know, perhaps even a government retirement or a military retirement check. I don't know what, but regardless, they can go in and get that money. If you have money in the bank and you have a high cash business, your business uses a lot of cash, which a lot of legitimate businesses do. Well, if they think if they want to, they can go in and confiscate your money. They've taken hundreds of thousands of dollars out of individual small businesses before because they thought that the company was doing some kind of illicit business like drugs or something, right? That's drugs is all cash, right? I guess illegal drugs, and the stories are legend of the small businesses that were operating legally, but they had a lot of cash. Their business was heavily in cash, and the government, the IRS, went in and took their money, and held them hostage with it. And they actually went back and went to court, and the court ruled in favor of the small business. And then when the IRS was ordered to give the money back, they never deserved to have it to start with, then the IRS would actually try to negotiate to keep part of the money. Can you believe that? We talk about chutzpah. Well, one of the things that the U.S. Taxpayers Act, the U.S. Taxpayers First Act, which President Trump signed into law this year, will do, what it does is limit seizure of property. Property seizure limited to illegal cash transactions are concealing criminal activity, not just doing business. And they've got to have hearings, and they've got to go before independent reviewers. They cannot just go in and take the money, and that's a good thing. So look up. There are a dozen things. U.S. Taxpayer First Act. There are a dozen of those things that you can look at and to see what they've done, what the new act does to protect us. We've got independent reviewers limiting access to seizure. Maybe there's an advocate. There's a new taxpayer advocate, or at least there actually was one already. This has increased that person's ability to help you. They've increased customer service. A number of things in that new act. So we're going to talk about that a little bit more after the break. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blasinger. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.